tonight. Although I've noticed that I guess people just are out of the habit of using the repeater other than for the TechNet on Sunday night. So whatever people want to do. As always, I want to once again thank everyone who participated tonight. It's you guys that make or break this technical net. I'm just here to captain the ship, and I appreciate all the participation. I appreciate people who even just check in and listen in. We have people on Echolink. We have people on IRLP. We have a repeater, Los Alamos. John, KC2SHO, and we have the guys in Barrie, Canada, who are on the IRLP link, and I want to thank them as well for connecting and listening to us. And once again, I want to remind everyone, if you have any mailbag questions and you can't get through to the TechNet, or if you have any topics you would like discussed, or you'd like to refute something that I said with some actual references, or if you want me to tell Paul about an article or a video that you saw that you would like him to discuss, the email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. Again, mailbag@ac2gs.com. And links to the articles that I mentioned earlier will be available, they are already, on roy.ac2gs.com. And roy.ac2gs.com is the links. Mike KCNJI has amateurradio.tv with archives of the technical net since 2006, September, and please avail yourself of that. And, of course, this Friday at 9 p.m., May 29th, we are going to have a little radio wake in the memory of a great man, Dick, K2RIW. So please, everyone, join me for that, and share your memories and stories about Dick, and I'm sure that it'll warm our hearts to do that. And always, I want to share a bit of wisdom from one of the wisest men that I've known, Dick, K2RIW, and that is simply be kind to each other, and especially in these times of the coronavirus pandemic and such. Be safe, be kind, be well. And we'll be back again next week to do it all over again. So this is AC2GS, and I'll be clear.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Time is 12:04 a.m. 73. And good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73. And good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:00 a.m. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
KC2BGT listening.
W2VL repeater.
KC2BGT listening.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
K2KMB, WHCDL. You listening, Rich?
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
WA2CDL, K820GB Mobile, Sunrise westbound.
KD2KNH, hello Craig.
KD2KNH, KD20GB Mobile. Hey Charlie, how you doing?
Great. How you doing at work?
Doing pretty well. Off duty and on my rest day for today. I was going to have Tuesday off, but then I got called by crew. I have to be in Huntington tomorrow at 5 in the morning, apparently, so that's going to be one nice drive. And then Wednesday I'm in Brooklyn, and then I don't know what I'm doing the next 2 days, but starting Tuesday I work the list.
Well, it's all part of the fun. Sounds like you're well rested, and you'll get used to it. You'll do fine.
Well, here's the thing that we were taught at orientation: get your rest, because I will feel tired at times when I do these overnights. Because, like I said, I am on call 7 days, 24 hours a day, so I could be working days, nights, weekends, and holidays. So we'll have to see what goes on. But once I get to Huntington, the first thing I'm going to do is try to fax in my bid sheet and then call crew to verify that they got it, because for my first 3 months, I do want to try to nail a permanent position.
Absolutely. That's the weeding out process. They make sure you can cut it and, you know, you're doing the job right and keeping in communication. So, yeah, you'll be fine. You're what they're looking for.
Two jobs right now that I found open, which I'm not going to discuss, but they are permanent positions, and the rest days are actually pretty good. The only catch, though, is since I'm the lowest on the seniority list because of my age, there's no guarantees. So if I get it, I have a high chance of being bumped, and if I get bumped, then I have to bump somebody else or go back to the extra list. Once I nail a permanent job, I have set days off, and I never have to call crew unless I sign up for overtime.
Very good. Yeah, I forgot all about bumping. I never liked that system. I always thought that you should be judged on your merits, you know?
There's a lot of jobs that I've already seen, and I can even pull it up on my phone if I want to, which is probably what I'm going to do when I get to Belmore. I was there on Saturday, and I had nothing really to do, so might as well just hang out there again. On my days off, nothing really too much importance. And I'm actually driving there. I have my transportation pass on me, but I'm driving there.
Alrighty. Well, I hope the sun comes out today. I didn't see anything, weather-related on the radar last night. I was surprised it was raining this morning.
I had my parking permit with me, which I don't have it yet. I'd drive to Babylon and then take the train to Belmore, but I'd rather just drive to Belmore. I could just take the Wantagh Parkway there, so no biggie. But yeah, my transportation pass is the only thing that I have on me right now. For specific reasons, I never carry my access card pass on me when I'm off duty, because that gives me access into all the facilities.
Well, I'm sure you're not supposed to be doing anything when you're off duty, so that's smart.
Technically, I'm supposed to have both, but I prefer, for my own safety, that I only carry one of the two. Because if I lose the access card, it's $25 for a new one, and then if I lose that within a year, guess what? They take away my transportation pass, and then I pay out of pocket until December. So, yeah, I have to safeguard these passes.
Well, makes sense, and it's a good policy. Keeps people on their toes and not losing things.
Another reason why this first year really scares me, but as long as I show up on time and do what I'm told, it's fine. And there's a lot of these Euro speeds out there on these highways, and one of them actually was just off, but it said speed limit 55 and then Euro speed, nothing.
All right. I don't know what that's about.
These things, I guess, that either the town puts out or the police put out, I can't stand them because then it makes me want to slow down.
I've got you now. Okay, yeah, maybe some rain got on the sensors or whatnot. It just doesn't push your speed.
Yeah, just about. And didn't meant to switch lanes here. Now I got a brake to switch back into the right lane so I can get on the parkway. But yeah, it's a little bit of a drizzle, but it's supposed to clear up later.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You have a good day, Craig. I got to run, but maybe I'll catch you later. And be careful driving. KD2KH clear.
Hey, very good. Catch you later. KD2KH, KD2OGB Mobile, jumping on the Southern Parkway.
Mobile.
WA2CDL, KD2OGB Mobile.
And N2ION Mobile. Hi, good morning. Still morning, 11:18. Happy Memorial Day. Anybody celebrating in a parade? I guess there's some days, baby. Maybe not, maybe they're all canceled. How you doing? Doesn't feel like Memorial Day. I guess because there's no air show, which I was looking forward to. Craig, go ahead, give it to you, and give it to Jeff. He's for you.
KD2OGB Mobile now on Glen Oaks. Hey, Jeff, long time no see. Got myself a brand new career, if you haven't heard by now. I'm on the railroad. On the parkway headed to Belmore on my day off. Nothing really to do. Might just hang out for a little bit. I've got Huntington tomorrow at 5 in the morning, and then I gotta be in Brooklyn on Wednesday, and then I start working the list. What's going on with you?
Hey, lots of good stuff. Congratulations on the new profession. It should work out very well. The railroad is a very good organization to work for. So, good luck with it. And, Andy, you need a filter over that microphone because you sound like. Just to let you know. Andy?
Yeah, it sounds very hollow. It's a radio that I picked up, made by a company called ADI, and it's really sterile. I don't want it, but I got it in a pile of stuff. So I threw it in the car. Temporarily, until I put my other radio in. And I don't like the audio on it, but that's just microphone. I think it has to be the microphone itself, the acoustics of it has to be changed because I heard it. But at least the radio does. It's only 2 meters. It's not the UHF. And that's it. So. Craig, on your new job, that's good. Starting a new career, a new path. All right, Craig, back to you. And hopefully you can understand what I'm saying. It just doesn't sound great. Craig, go ahead.
Yeah, you're really, really muffled, Andy. You gotta do something with that microphone. And a lot of people are in front of me. Got a Suffolk cop and an ambulance, apparently, and nobody is daring to pass either.
Andy, all you need to do is put it under your rear wheels and drive over it.
Well, then I can't sell the radio. But the microphone can change. I can try that. We'll see. Anyway, that's about it. Nothing else. Everything's quiet today. I want to get home to watch the governor. He usually comes on between 11:30 and I want to see if he's going to be on today, which I hope that he... See what the latest numbers are, according to him. Craig?
Alright, looks like they just pulled off the Bethpage Parkway, and very good. Yeah, I'm just headed down the Southern Parkway to the Wausau Parkway south, where Belmore is. And, yeah, now that they ventured off, we can continue on and not really speed here. Jeff, over to you.
Thanks. Very good, very good. Well, I hope everybody's having a good day. I'm just driving around looking for a place to buy a chainsaw blade, but nobody has the blade that I need. It's crazy. I may have to just go home and order it online, which might be the way to do it. Anyway, I'm going to make another stop here at Ace is the place to get ripped off, and we'll see if they have it. I already did Home Depot's, so that's exhausted. All right. Andy, you take over. I'm going to be out of here for a few. And to Iowan.
Okay. Very good. I'm heading home. I just went shopping. I bought some household items. All right, so anything to you. Hopefully you find the chain, the blade you need. Yeah, sometimes I guess you have to get it online for the particular chainsaw that you own. But maybe Hall of Fate, possibly. That's only a possibility. But yeah, Ace may be good too. See you later. Craig, back to you, WHCDL.
Alright, very good. I would probably look at Home Depot as far as chainsaw blades go, or maybe I would just look at a hardware store. That's what I would probably do. If you're getting on the final approach for your QTH, we'll be listening out. Just about to approach the Wausau Parkway, so JD2O should be mobile, approaching the Wausau Parkway on Southern, heading south. See you later, Andy.
Okay, you too. Have a good day, WHCDO.
WA2CDL, WA2CDL, WB2CQT. WA2CDL, WB2CQT.
W2OSR.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
WB2FQL listening.
W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Are you psychic?
Excuse me?
Say again?
I called, then you said something, and I didn't hear what you said.
I asked if you were psychic. I just sat down at the radio.
No, not this month.
Came back from a short, well, needed to get some pool chemicals, but they're closed. I think they're for today. But stopped at Home Depot, and they are in a short waiting line. Then they let a lot of people in at one time. But I don't think a lot of people really, I mean, people wearing masks, but not being particularly careful. And I was surprised the Costco was closed today. I figured this would be a big day for them.
Yeah, I think a lot of places are taking advantage of what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible they close, give everybody a rest, and give everybody a day off. I don't know, just, you know, maybe they close all Memorial Days, I'm not sure. Anyway, I was surprised. Home Depot was actually pretty crowded, and I don't think anybody was watching numbers.
I don't know, it's a big store, too.
Yeah, but people are all over themselves. I mean, I'm still wearing a mask, and I guess when I came home, I should have washed my hands. Go and wash them in a minute. What's doing with you?
Yeah, nothing. Just taking care of a couple of few things.
All right.
you know, you want to keep busy, stay out of trouble.
I'm not sure what I want to do.
Retire.
What I want to do and can do are two different things sometimes.
Yeah, that's true, but maybe you can retread. Maybe you don't have to go through a whole retire.
Cute.
Thanks. Anyway, day was kind of weird. Rain in the morning, and then it kept clearing up. And I thought it said mostly sunny, but maybe I was wrong, and maybe it said mostly cloudy.
I don't remember. Anyway, let's see. Just started drizzling. Hang on, I got an incoming call. WB2CSA.
Yeah, stand by. I got to run downstairs for a minute anyway.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
How are you, Richie?
I'm doing good, Dave. What about yourself?
Oh, can't complain. Just chilling out here. You know, I was in the process of trying to decide which one is better, the Pi Star or the Open Spot 2. I heard that the Open Spot 2 has security issues. Why would anybody want to pitch Open Spot 2? You know, if it has security issues.
I don't know, David. I guess the security issue is perhaps non-licensed people being able to set it up. You know, in which case, I guess, David, in which case it doesn't detract from the item, just from the use of it.
Well, I don't want to buy OpenSpot 2. You know, I don't want people looking inside of my computer, you know? It could be a group effort, too. I say no to that. You know, Pi Star works perfectly fine for me, and it's like maybe 25% the price.
Yeah, again, I'm not that familiar with the hotspots, but I know the Pi Star is pretty popular. You got to go with what you're comfortable with, whatever works best for you.
I tell you, Richie, I like analog the best. Analog in the digital, like when you want to make a contact on DMR, you know, it's not very stable and it's not
how to say, the connection isn't always constant, you know? And I find that, you know, I get much better, to be connected better, you know, through analog. And I like the way analog sounds way better than digital. Digital is kind of like big computer voice.
Well, digital has some advantages over analog, and you got to go with what you like. You know, in part, at least the DMR splitting the time slots, it just gives you more flexibility, more people are able to do things with it. But you know, again, David, if you're not comfortable with DMR, then you don't use it. Stay with the analog.
Yeah, but if people want to get information from you, then they're on analog, you know. They have to go only with what you say, and, you know, anything that refers to what you say. But, like, if somebody's hacking your computer through an open spot, too, you know, they could get inside your computer, you know, they could go everywhere. And I say, well, you know, it's not really the kind of thing I'd like to happen. And I have no interest in spying on anybody, you know, for any reason. For me, the ham radio is just a hobby, and I do it just for fun. Go ahead.
Well, I assume one of the security things would be to disconnect from your computer. And, you know, you have to look and see what the security issues were and what the blocks are for them. But, you know, the safest block is you're not using it. Put it away.
Yeah, but some people, they think that if they can get it from the Internet, if it exists there, you know, if they can get it through that pipeline, then they own it. You know, they can keep it for themselves. And also they can, they can misinterpret what it is. So, you know, it's like the little minds that think that if they can take information from you, then they have some way to get something from you, you know. I think it's sort of like the indirect, how to make money indirectly in some strange way, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but again, you got to, you know, be comfortable with it if you're more comfortable with analog. I don't remember what HT you're using on analog. I forgot if you're using the Kenwood, the GHS-6A. But, again, you got to be comfortable with it. But the digital will get better and better, be more stable. And, again, I'm not sure how you're hacking, you know, how someone hacks into it, but you certainly have a responsibility also to make sure that you disconnect when not using it.
QSL. But I like to play my music. You know, my music is high-definition digital audio, and I can't really say much about it without, like, giving all the information away. But, you know, I think even Apple computer now with the Mac Pro, they've got this really mega-powered computer that's extremely expandable, and you can play high-definition video, you know, theatrical projection resolution through an 8K TV. It's like, you know, what all the 4K and 8K TVs, they'll never, ever be able to do.
Yeah, I think the 8K I've seen demonstrated in some of the stores. It's pretty phenomenal. But if you remember when they first came out with HD, and they were saying, look at that, you can see the hair on somebody's arm. I mean, it definitely was amazing, but I saw some of the 8K stuff and what they're going for. It's pretty penny.
Yeah, but the TVs themselves, they don't have processing power for high-definition video. It's all compressed video and audio. These Apple computers, you connect them to a big TV, and these computers have the processing power, so you can put in these mega-sized files, all this resolution, you know, for a very, very clear picture, you know, and I think that's pretty amazing, but, you know, you have to pay for that.
Yeah, well, lots of stuff doesn't come for nothing, but look, a lot of stuff, obviously, when you watch the TV show, digital TV show, and they can run all kinds of scripts below it, all kinds of information, to do a million different things with it. Look, it is what it is. It's the 21st century.
Well, you know that I'm an artist. You know, for a living, I make art. I make art mostly for me because, you know, I don't want to try to please other people, other artists, you know. I make it, you know, to satisfy my own interests. And, you know, these completed works, these processes, these videos, and all these things, you know, they exist. I don't just give them away, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, you know, where you're going with that, but sure, you're an artist, you're not going to give your art away. You put a price on whatever it is that you're doing. I assume you all on hand art rather than computer graphics, but it's pretty amazing where computer graphics programs have gone over the last, probably at least 20 years, maybe 25 years, just the ability to trace a bitmap and distinguish and come out with a vector art when finished. It's pretty amazing what they're able to do with it right now.
Well, you know, there's bunches of people totally uninspired, you know, thinking that if they steal the concept from a gifted artist, that they'll really get something, and they think that they'll make money from those concepts. This happens to me all the time. Uninspired people want to rip me off, and this happens all the time. The concepts, you know, and they, that's how I make a living.
I have a friend that's like that. Much of her art is copied. But more so, she made a particular concept that one day she found in a store. And there was no doubt that there was copyright infringement. But getting a lawyer and everything just became such a hassle. Yeah, that's no fun. Well, you know what the law is. I think it's 28%, something like that. Somebody takes a piece of existing artwork and changes it 28%, it's not considered a copyrighted piece any longer.
Yeah, but I think most of the world is uninspired and, you know, they're looking for some innovation, some bigger thing. And the innovation happens, you know, in several different ways. The innovation, you know, people are starving for that innovation. They're starving for that. It's sort of like the seed that grows into the big tree, you know. And if they don't get it, they feel like they're hungering for something that they don't have. So they feel they have to steal it from someone who has it, and then they feel, well, it's not such a big deal. We took it from a gifted person, you know. They deserve to suffer anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly the case, David, but certainly sometimes people look at something. You know, lots of times you have to go to Google Images or something like that, looking for a concept, and you find something that fits it perfectly. And you modify it, and sometimes you don't modify it. But that's the nature of the Internet today. If it's up on the Internet, it's pretty hard to protect it from copyrighting. You can do it. I do help someone out with a website, and, you know, we use very low-res images on the website, so it's almost impossible to copy them anyway. And then also there's an overlay that you can put over art where you'll see it on the screen, but if you go to try to print it, it will print black over it.
QSL. But, you know, everything I put out on the Internet is free. People can take it, people can use it, whatever. But if somebody reaches into my computer to steal my identity, you know? Maybe a whole radio club filled of people who are uninspired, you know, that want to steal my identity because they think that they're going to get something. And I don't quite understand the reasoning of it, but I know that this happens. And, you know, I'm not so happy about it, you know? And, Open Spot 2 is, it's insecure.
It's okay, Andy. Well, again, David, I don't know that they're reaching in to steal a piece of the artwork. They're reaching in to steal your identity. Sell your apartment, sell your car. Put a lock on all of your artwork that may be on the computer so that you pay a ransom, you know, ransomware. But, you know, I mean, have other people have said the same thing. Why does somebody waste their time doing those things? Well, the answer is that to some it's a game, and to some there's a financial reward at the end of the day. Blackmail.
Yeah, but ham radio is just a hobby, you know? It's not, you know, for someone to try to sell something indirectly on the air, and it's not for somebody to try to pitch you and give you anxiety because they want you to buy this service or this product. Say, you know, ham radio is free of that. We're only here to have fun and, you know, be somehow friendly with each other. Say, you know, if ham radio becomes a big competition to find the money, then... you know, it's no longer ham radio. It's something else.
Well, ham radio is not about the money. It's just whoever is whoever hacking your computer, again, whatever their reasons are, who knows? I don't know. Anyway, security is a major issue. And, again, I know a couple of artists who need to protect their artwork, and they don't like the internet for that reason, that it's a little more difficult to protect. And but there are ways of protecting. As far as protecting your computer, David, again, if you're unsure, when you leave the house, you disconnect. Don't leave it on. There are certain things that you can do. You can put a very heavy firewall in there, so that it's increasingly difficult for someone to break through the firewall. It's just a lot of things that you can do. Anyway, let me run. Looks like it's getting nice outside. I'm going to run outside and take care of a couple of projects before the weather changes again. Anyway, you have a good one, and we'll catch you again. KG2RY, KG2KNB.
K2KNB from KG2RY, 73, and have a fantastic day. KG2RY, QS1.
W2VL repeater.
VBN, KB2, VBN. Monitoring the frequency.
W2VL repeater.
Good afternoon, Fred. How are you? KTKNB.
I'm trying to take care of my health, man. I'm getting old. My health is... that's what I'm doing. I went to the City Med for emergency care. I didn't want to go to the hospital, so I went to the City Med right across the street from my house. Checked out my blood pressure. They gave me some blood pressure medicine. Checked out my diabetes. Sugar's a little high. And got a little stomach issues. And I'm going to have to follow up on my primary care doctor when I get a chance to see him. But so far, so good.
I didn't catch the first part of what you said, Fred. You're not living in the house? Are you all living in the house? Or you tested positive? I couldn't quite get what you were saying.
I went to the doctor, City Med, emergency care. They said I don't have no virus, nothing like that. But I have high blood pressure, a touch of the diabetes, and a couple of stomach issues.
So again, they thought you had the virus, but you don't, is that correct? Fred, you still there?
Today, took me almost 2 months to get through. I finally got in there, and they're going to put me in. They're going to see what they're going to do for me.
Fred, you were cutting in and out there. All right, but how are you feeling now?
I still got discomfort still. I feel much better than I did before. As long as I stick to my diet, I can't eat like I used to.
Yeah, that's the problem of being a diabetic. Are you running a Yaesu radio right now?
W1EMR.
Yeah, you came in too fast. I didn't catch you there. But Fred, you got to turn off that tone on the Yaesu. I think that's what you have there. The other station, pick it up.
W1EMR. Good afternoon, Rich.
Hey, Martin. How are you doing?
I'm doing. How are you?
I'm good. Just stand by for a minute. I don't want to leave Fred out.
Okay, Rich, I've turned it off the tone.